820 Mix 94.7. Good morning to you, Jimmy Bockenstead, the pride of Dyersville, Iowa, sits to my right. How are you, good sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you here. Talk right into that magic talking stick there, because I want to make sure people hear every single word you have, because it is a big weekend in Dyersville coming up this weekend. Let's talk about the 2023 edition of the Gaelic? That's hard to say, and I'm sober. Gaelic Gallop and all the fun stuff that comes with it this weekend.
Right, and so we are having our 42nd annual Gaelic Gallop this weekend at St. Francis Xavier Elementary School. Total Fitness is running it, and we have the 9:30 Leprechaun Leap starting for ages 6 and under. And then
can a 39-year-old come be a part of that if they're not a runner?
You might look a little different, but
be the tallest one there.
It's only about a 50-meter dash, so I think you could handle it, though.
Probably that's about my speed, yeah.
And then after that, we've got the 8K and the 2-mile at 10 o'clock, and that runs till about 11:15 at the most.
Okay.
And then we've got refreshments afterwards, awards, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then from there, the rest of the shenanigans begin. So,
what is it about Dyersville and St. Patrick's Day that everybody tells me, you got to get up to Dyersville, because
right,
you guys just do it a completely different level when it comes to St. Patrick's Day fun?
Well, the town itself is very Irish-oriented to begin with, and those who aren't enjoy partying with
everybody
Irish.
Likes green.
Exactly, that and alcohol, right? And so, but yeah, it's a big party. Everybody kind of comes out. We've got basically kind of all over town, just little items and venues, and not as big as the concerts announcements that we just had, but we've got little lesser known individuals doing kind of their own little kind of charges.
Okay.
And going throughout the rest of the night. So yeah, it's going to be a fun time kind of all over the place in Dyersville.
Well, and it's a little bit of something for everybody, too. I mean, because yep, you've got the Leprechaun Leap for the younger kids. You've got food. It doesn't have to be green beer. I mean, I know there's going to be all kinds of food throughout town and everything. You could come in, make a whole day out of it if you wanted to.
Absolutely. Yep. So the leap and stuff start at 10 o'clock, but then for those heavy Irish Catholic goers, they do have mass at 10, but then the parade starts at 1:30, and then basically kind of from 2 till 11:30, they've got concerts, they've got shows, they've got food all over the place, they've got shuttles going back and forth from downtown to kind of Commercial Club Park, and just kind of transporting back and forth wherever you want to go to whoever you want to see as far as concert, and yeah, should be a exciting time. Hopefully the weather shapes up a little
should,
bit.
Yeah,
but,
and you want it to be kind of cool anyway if you're gonna do a little running and being outdoors.
Yep, it'll help the blood flow a little bit better. It'll force you to work a little harder on that run. But no, it should be a great time in Dyersville.
You know, before he moved to Dubuque, Father Quint talked about running backwards, doing the mass and the 5K at the same time.
Oh,
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
But he didn't think he could do the homily while running backwards.
Man.
So he just moved to Dubuque instead. That's how that happened.
That's probably that's a smart move on his part. That's difficult there.
Let's talk about, you know, is it too late to sign up? How do you go about doing that? And information, because I know there's a ton going on. Where can you go to find it all and be a part of it all?
Yeah, it's not too late to sign up. If you go to totalfitnessdyersville.com, we do have a registration link on there. Or if you want to kind of wait to see how the weather, if you're kind of one of those fair weather runners, you can actually sign up just the day of. We'll have registrations, all that stuff squared away for the day of. Otherwise, yeah, you can give us a call at Total Fitness. Otherwise, the website that I just provided, and that should be squared away for you.
How much running does one have to do if they end up eating tons of corned beef and cabbage and green beer? How much does that equate to? Like, how many reps, how many runs?
Oh, man. I'm not 100% sure on that. All I know is that if you signed up for the 2-mile run, you might want to switch it to the 2-mile walk.
Always good to see you, Jimmy. Thanks for coming in this morning. Looking forward to it. I'm going to swing by Saturday, be a part of it for a while.
Perfect.
Too. Not run, but
all
I will
right.
be there for FFA. I'm going to run uptown and check all the festivities out as
Love
well.
Love it.
So
we're looking forward to it.
One more time, the website, please.
TotalFitnessDyersville.com.
Gaelic Gallop. There you get all the details on our website. We'll link to it here at KMCH.com.